Melbourne from the Triple M Studios. This is the Marty Sheargold Show on Melbourne's 105.1 Triple M.
Welcome to the weekend edition of the Marty Sheargold Show podcast from Triple M. Things you might have missed out on during the week. Settle in. We're about to go. And remember to get in touch with us too through Insta. Just slide into our DMs and you might just star as part of the show next week. Get yourself on social wheels at Marty Sheargold Show. Here it is from Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Meow, 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 meow. Kitty Flanagan with us this morning.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you for that intro. I love it.
Well, we wanted to do something special for you.
Thank you very much.
And DC's got the best fingers in the business. Have a look at them. They're absolutely beautiful. Thank you, DC. Lovely to see you, mate. I know that you're, like so many other professional comedians, shifting shows like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
In the middle of a never-ending tour. Where's that at?
I don't know how long the general public can last with it.
Yeah.
With the
holding on to their tickets.
Yeah. Hold on to your tickets, guys, because one day.
One day in the foreseeable future, Kitty's coming to a venue near you.
I am changing the name of my tour to Kitty Flanagan Rescheduled.
That's fine.
Because you're not allowed to say cancelled. No, I know that. You've got to say rescheduled.
Yes.
But yeah, hopefully one day.
One day you'll get it all done and then you'll start the next one.
Yeah.
And then I'll
retire.
And then you can retire, which is what we're all working towards. Any update on Fisk? Have I put you on the spot there? Is there anything?
You should have been called, so.
Turns out the update is I'm not a part of Fisk anymore.
I did say, well. We'll get onto that,
we'll
mate.
We'll get onto that another time. Stay tuned.
I mean, really, I thought what I'd come in for this morning was to give you a roundup of stats on COVID, because I feel like we can't get enough of those every morning when you switch on the radio. You go, let's get the stats. Let's get the numbers. So I thought what I'd do is give you the numbers for Victoria. I think it's over 6.6 million people still don't have COVID. So I'm doing some positive results. In New South Wales, even more than that, past 8 million still don't have COVID. Yeah,
that
so
is
some
good
positive news. Yeah. Positive stats.
You found a way to spin the stats. No one's actually ever done that.
And Kitty has some dates coming up too at the Malthouse Theatre in Melbourne in November. Full details, kittyflanagan.com. Should I perhaps not have mentioned that?
Mate, if you had tickets for the 2020 Melbourne Comedy Festival, then those tickets are valid.
Still valid for those
gigs at the Malthouse.
Fingers crossed, Malthouse. November.
That's
great.
With Glenn Robbins. I'm doing those gigs.
Oh, is it
book
related? Yeah, right. Okay. Malthouse is a beautiful room.
Yeah.
How lovely. How grown up to sit on the stage at the Malthouse and talk about your book. What a wonderful gig. But you'd like to talk about farting now, which is equally good fun.
Gear change.
Slight gear change.
I got excited. I heard you talking about it. I went, oh, great, we're talking about farts. I can get involved.
Everyone farts, except for Lauren, of course. She doesn't fart.
Well, I'm with you. See, I would never fart in company.
No.
But fortunately, I live alone. And
so it's a fart off at your joint.
Lucky. Well, and I've also recently switched to a plant-based diet.
Oh.
So it's been quite musical. When I realised how musical and lengthy they were getting, I thought, I'm going to try and Shazam it. So I actually tried to Shazam my own fart.
To see if it's a song.
to see what it would say.
Under the Bridge, Chili Peppers. Or The Killers.
So that's just one for anyone who's still stuck in lockdown.
That's
fun. If you're alone, just to have a go. Just
Shazam your fart.
Hold it up to the speaker. And
that is really good fun.
And have a crack.
And was it anything?
Just kept saying it needed a longer sample. I was like,
all right.
Back to the cauliflower soup I go.
Oh, I love that.
Kitty Flanagan, thanks for joining us.
I'll leave you with that. Did
the wind sweep you off your feet? And we are doing this for AusTrac Campers. Built tough, built to last. Head to austrackcampers.com.au. This is Will's three-way.
It is. Explain how it works, Will.
I will name three things, items, cities, places, people, anything. Mm. You have to tell me what they have in common, what the common denominator is between the three things.
It's an old-fashioned theme train, which is why we're playing train.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it is. as we used to know it, the theme train.
Yeah.
Remember when the morning workday guys would go, hey, what's the theme? And then they'd play like 10 songs and you had to guess what the theme was.
Mm. Great. Oh, is that what a theme train
is? Yes,
train.
That's what the old theme train used to be.
I've done that before.
And Will is very harsh.
You've done everything. There isn't a radio idea that you, or I indeed, have not executed.
50 minutes of non-stop, whatever.
It's fun. It's fun to see young people suggest ideas and think they're the first person that's had it. I did that 30 years ago.
When Will suggested this one and I was like, oh, like a theme train.
Yeah.
And he's like, what?
All right, here we go.
Here we go, the theme train.
All right, now you're taking on Loz.
Yes, that's right. What's the head-to-head score in the three?
1-0.
1-0. There you go.
Yeah, but okay. Will was too harsh at me last time. I was giving the right answer. He's like, oh, I need more detail.
All right. Mm-hmm. Take that up with Will.
Which one was that?
I don't remember.
No, neither.
Of course you won't. It's radio.
Here we go. Best of five, first of three.
Best of five, first of three.
Tell me what these things
are. Are we allowed to shout out as soon as we think we've got it?
Yep, you say the answer, you only get one answer.
So if you go early.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not like Cinemasaurus where you can just keep saying things.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So make sure you're specific enough.
Come on, Lauren.
Barbecue, pizza.
Shapes.
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't even get to chicken crimpy.
Shapes.
Well done,
Loz.
That was good.
That was excellent.
All I could think about was Barbecue Bob, the guy that does breakfast up in Brisbane.
All the barbecue things.
Of all the things barbecue related.
93.7. Yeah. with Robin and Terry.
That's right, yes.
97.3.
97.3. Yeah. As soon as you said barbecue, I was like, barbecue Bob. This will have to be about barbecue
it's
Bob.
It's Bob's. Types of Bob.
It's types of Bob.
Hang on. It's Will's contest here, not Matt's.
That's okay.
Okay.
That loves the media stuff.
Yeah, that's
question
true.
Two.
Okay.
Lauren 1-0.
Is it best of three?
Best of five.
Best of five.
Best of three.
Alfred, St. Vincent.
Hospitals
Epworth.
In Melbourne.
Oh, Loz.
Wow.
Correct. Marty.
Marty, you still with us? 2-0.
Here we go. 2-0. This is to win.
You get this one, yeah.
Irukandji.
Jellyfish.
Stingers. Opals.
Irukandji.
I can't believe you.
It's the polo teams. Water polo.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Are you good?
Water polo?
I'm not going to give it. It's Australian Australian Olympic teams.
You were too specific.
Opals.
Mm.
I was just
you went
of
too
the
early,
stingers.
Marty.
Yeah, I went too early.
You just went after Irukandji's.
Yeah, jellyfish. I had to, mate. I'm too down.
Yeah, he's rattled.
I haven't got time.
You have to get this right, and I just know you're not.
Well, give him an easy one. Give him one he has a chance of getting.
Well, how's that for a quizmaster? You have to get this right, and I just know you're not.
That's
you're
not something Larry would say.
Larry Emder would not say
Never.
That.
For the integrity of the quiz, I'm not going to mix these up to make a
no,
contest.
No, don't.
Yeah, good.
I can't do that.
No, don't.
Here we go. Clarendon, Valencia, Lo-Fi.
I know this. Fonts.
I know you do.
Fonts on Microsoft
no,
Word.
No, not fonts.
Not fonts.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Marty. Clarendon,
yeah.
Valencia, and Lo-Fi.
And they're not fonts.
Matt knows it.
I do.
I know.
If it's not fonts.
It's similar-ish.
Yeah, lettering would be too similar to fonts.
Oh, don't give him clues.
What do they call that?
Do you know what it is now, Lauren?
No.
What do they call that?
No, I don't think you're going to get
it.
Oh, yeah.
Gone.
The time there.
What is it?
Instagram filters. Lauren wins.
Lauren. I don't
would I ever
them.
Get that?
Lauren's the winner.
How would I ever get that? Why is that even in the quiz?
It's never on Insta.
I wouldn't. You should have thought
shapes,
originally, obviously, like everyone else, I thought fruit.
I thought oranges.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Ah, the
clouds are then I thought street names, but surely not.
No. Filters.
Instagram filters.
Oh, well
done,
I won.
Loz. Well done, Lauren. No.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
How's this for a story? A bride has written into columnist. Not an easy word to say, is it? Columnist.
You really think about it as you get it.
There's
out.
A lot going on with your mouth.
Columnist.
Yes.
Changing from M to N quickly. It's tricky.
It really is.
Columnist.
columnist,
yeah,
Dr. Zach, asking what to do if you have a food aversion, which has never been an issue for me.
I'll have one of everything next.
I've never eaten something I haven't enjoyed. The woman named Stacey says ever since she was a young girl, she's had the same problem. Now, wait for it.
Yeah.
Stacey can only eat chicken nuggets, exactly like Will.
Oh, I do love nuggets. Yeah. Well, you've never had a Macca.
You've never had a burger, have you?
No, you've only ever had the nuggets.
I find it extraordinary.
It's unbelievable. I love it.
Yeah.
I just think
I can't believe. I think you're lying, Will.
Oh, jeez.
I've had burgers from other places.
But not a cheeseburger or a Big Mac?
Yeah.
It's just so rare that I go to Macca's, and when I do, I just love nuggets.
We need to get Will to eat a Big Mac for us.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
And you've got to go to McDonald's more. is what I'm taking from this chat.
If I'm having a blowout, I love chicken. So chicken. I'll go to another fried chicken establishment.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
What's your go-to order on the KFC menu?
Zinger, surely.
No, like a three-piece.
Will, do you like Red Rooster? Because I think Red Rooster is the most underrated fast food. It is so tasty.
I adore Red Rooster.
Yeah, good. I knew you would because you're like me.
Red Rooster used to make a great roll with just chicken in it.
Yeah, this is
sort of crazy mayo.
No, I love the Ripper roll. My favourite.
The Ripper roll.
Ripper.
That's got like chicken strips. Oh, it's so good.
So good.
Oh, I love Red Rooster.
Well, we're not getting paid.
But I eat other things too, woman.
You eat other things. Stacey can only eat chicken nuggets. Any other food, said Stacey, especially fruits and vegetables make me nauseous and ill.
Oh.
Must be awful not to eat a vegetable. I can't even swallow before gagging uncontrollably. I have known women like that.
I did not know that.
Fun facts. We're going to learn some stuff together here.
Yeah. It's basically fun facts. Get out of town. I did not know that.
Yes.
Will and I were texting each other the other night when the canoeing was on. Yep. And I jokingly said to Will, how long do you reckon it would take me to get down the canoe course going through all the gates? And then I followed that up with, I reckon it's a 3-night camping trip for me. I'd have to jump out after 7 gates, set the 10 up and go back in the next morning.
Get the fire happening.
Because it looks like hard work.
Yeah. It is hard work.
And then I went on to say, and I'd also like an inbred banjo player on the sidelines, if we can organise that, giving it a bit of a deliverance feel.
Yeah.
Sure.
Then I said, well, whatever happened to that bloke? Well, that's when the lid really came off.
My God.
Will jumped on it. Will goes, do you reckon he's got an IMDb? I'm like, I don't know. And then, Will, over to you to give us his background.
So in the 1972 film Deliverance, the casting director was given the task of finding a child to play the banjo in this scene.
Mm.
Now, the casting director found a boy named Billy Redden and said to the director, let's get this kid. And the director, John Borman, said, he's perfect. He's got the skinny frame, the large head, and the correct eye shape that I'm after.
Yeah.
Oh.
To play, quote, an inbred from the backwoods.
For people that don't know the film Deliverance, it's a nightmare.
It's
some
horrifying.
Blokes who go camping and then the inbred people in the local area just attack them, basically.
Mm. So the kid, Redden, couldn't play the banjo. This is the bit we love.
This is the bit that blew my mind. So the kid the inbred kid who plays the banjo, turns out, Will, he doesn't play the banjo.
Nah.
Never touched one. And he wore a special shirt which allowed a real banjo player to hide behind him for the scene.
For the scene where he's on the bridge.
It's a front porch, isn't it? Or is it a bridge?
No, it's they're referring to the famous scene of the kid playing the banjo on the bridge.
I thought he was on a front porch. Is that?
I always thought he was on a porch too. Yeah. Maybe he plays twice.
I think he does.
He's on a porch.
Yeah, he's on a porch there. But see, there's a bridge one as well. Where's the bridge one? Anyway, keep going, Will.
And so with carefully chosen camera angles.
Yeah.
They've just got a bloke behind him, like some sort of skit.
Yeah, I know.
playing the banjo.
Suddenly it's turned into like a chaser episode.
Yeah. It's like a Whose Line Is It Anyway game.
I did not know that.
Oh.
The kid, the evil kid who plays the banjo, perhaps on the porch, perhaps on a bridge.
It's definitely a porch.
He's definitely playing it on the porch. I'm watching him.
He didn't play the banjo at
unbelievable.
All.
Unbelievable.
Did anyone know that?
No, I didn't.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
I assume when they were casting, they would have gone like, find us a banjo player and then we'll pick the best
like,
banjo
player. Just learn the banjo. It can't be that hard.
That song's pretty tough.
Are you listening? Somebody who's never played the banjo.
Maybe you have a fun fact.
Yes.
I did not know that for us.
Tell
us
something you did not know.
Damien. Yeah, g'day, guys. Yeah, the term hungover comes from back in the early days, the publican would actually literally throw the drunks over a rope so they didn't die in their own vomit.
I have seen footage of that. And often,
that's exactly right.
Often homeless and poor people in London would go to those rope rooms and be hung over them so that they could sleep there overnight, literally under your armpits, and you'd hang there.
How awful.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you guys don't do that?
No.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
What are we talking about here? Because I don't have anything in front of me.
The tradie situation.
Oh, this is a mate of Loz's who will remain unnamed because there is still currently work going on at her property.
Yes.
She sent you a photo yesterday.
She sent us a Snapchat, a video of her walking into her backyard. And she's had renovations happening at her place for a while now.
Mm. They're always fun.
Everything,
lockdown would be making them go quicker.
It's taken a lot longer than anticipated. Mm. But everything's been fine.
Yeah.
Relationships are fine with the builders. Everything's fine.
Very important.
Good.
Yeah. She walked out in her backyard today. It's almost completed.
Mm.
And under a blue tarp.
Under the tarp.
Was a giant human poop.
Yeah.
And you know a human poop when you see one.
Of course.
Yeah.
Dad rustled up the troops when we were kids in Paris and asked a stranger to take a photo of us with an old camera around a human poo that Dad couldn't believe the size of.
Yeah.
We've still got that photo. Oh my God. It took his breath away. He's like, get around. Excuse me. Take a quick photo of it. And then if you look closely at the photo, on the step in front of us is about a 14-inch long human poo. It's like it had been laid by a baker.
Wait, what's this? So the entry to the Louvre?
The Louvre. Do you know poo. What it is, though?
Poo. 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 It's when at the Pifel Tower. Poofel Tower.
The Poops Elise.
The Eiffel Tower.
We could go all day.
Anyway.
We could just do the Arc de Poo-Om.
I think when a human poop isn't in a toilet, it looks much bigger
as well.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
There's a lot of poo that goes in the toilet.
Or if you poo in an American toilet where they have the water all the way up to the top, it's frightening. Have you ever done poo in an American toilet and stood back and gone, holy hell?
No,
where did that come from?
How do they live with those toilets?
Oh, I hate those toilets.
Yeah, no.
Put a brick in your cistern and get rid of some of that water.
There's so much water in there.
Oh, it's revolting.
It's like a spa bath in there. It's so big.
And this is part of the reason I hate Americans.
Because of their toilets.
Oh. Where did the Where did the tradie poo? Is the question we're asking.
Or if you are a tradie,
where have you had to do a poo?
Sometimes you've got to go.
Because we're thinking that your mate, he couldn't for whatever reason access the house.
Well, the thing is, there was always a toilet available.
Yeah.
And you cannot get into that backyard without going through the house.
And the tradie's done a poop and then just pulled the tarp over.
Yeah. It's either that or a disgruntled neighbour is fed up with a renovation.
Yeah,
and climbed over the fence.
That happens too. Hey, Pete.
How are you?
Wonderful, Pete. Where did the tradie do a poo?
I'm a tradie, but I was actually been a truck driver this day, filling up a water cart.
Yeah.
And I was sort of busting, so I had to take the shovel off the side of the truck and do me poo and flick it down the drain.
Oh, nice. So you pooed onto the shovel and then just threw it away.
Yeah, it took a fair bit of skill to aim right.
Yeah, yeah.
To get it on the shovel.
Yeah. Well done.
Give it a good flick and... Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, like a hockey with a shovel.
Yeah, you just did poo on a shovel.
A lot of detail.
And you're accurate at pooing.
That's very clever.
Yeah, yeah. When was the last time you pooed on a shovel?
I've never pooed.
You and the Queen.
Yeah.
Got it, Lee.
Hello, Lee.
There you go, guys.
Never better. Was it you that pooed?
No, I don't want to mention any names, but Frankie is a tipper driver.
Yes.
Used to sneak into the back of his tipper and drop a bloody cable.
poo in the back of his own truck.
Drop a cable.
All of that.
Drop the kids at the pool.
Thank you, Lee.
Give birth to a Morrison.
All right, Jesse, what do you want to tell us?
It was in the Portaloo, but he used to be the typical concreter, wear footy shorts and footy socks every day, but he'd always go in the Portaloo with two socks and come out with one.
What was he wiping his bum with his other sock, Jesse?
Oh, I don't know. I think they went out of toilet paper and he just used the old sock and drop.
The sock and drop? It's a thing?
It's got a name.
It's got a term.
It's got a name.
It's sock and drop. Ladies are animals, aren't they? Marty Sheargold,
now on Triple M. Ricky Gervais has hurt his back and we're asking the question, mundane ways you've hurt yourself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because as you get older, you can hurt. I hurt myself knocking together the beehive over the weekend.
Because you sat in the same spot for a while.
I sat on the floor for ages.
Yeah.
And at one point I even had my legs crossed.
And you got stiff.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm 50. I'm too old to sit cross-legged on the floor.
Yes.
But even I did a flat pack last year, a desk flat pack, on the wooden floor cross-legged.
Mm.
My hip went into spasm 3 days later. I put in my back so badly that I was couldn't walk.
And who's this spasm bloke? He's like that one, Will.
Her hip went into him.
Fair into him. Ricky Gervais is suffering from serious back pain after tweaking an existing problem. And as you get older, you do tend to have ones that hang around.
Yes. Like your foot, your Achilles.
Oh, my God, my Achilles. 60-year-old Ricky was trying to tie his shoelace when he's...
That's something you do.
And his back started causing him grief. During a Twitter live session, Ricky said, "I'm in a bad way. I went for a run at 4, tied my shoe up, and my back went, and I'm in agony. It's that thing when you're in agony and you can't walk, but you don't want to look weird to anyone."
Oh, yeah.
So he was out and about, obviously.
On a run.
And then his back bad.
Yeah. Yep.
Tweaked
is the word I was looking for. His back bad. Makes no sense.
Spasmed.
No, grammatically.
Very bad. No. Ricky then said he managed to make it back to his house.
What? Oh, my God.
I know. Where he told his long-term girlfriend, Jane, that he'd injured his back again.
Yeah, we got to grab her that.
So Jane helps me get undressed. I get into the shower.
He's in pain.
Then getting dressed. Even with two of us, getting dressed is a bit of a chore. Don't let
yourself go. Ouch. He hurt his back doing his shoelace up.
Oh.
I hurt my back and my glutes and my hamstrings sitting on the floor making the beehive.
Yeah.
You put your hip into spasm.
And I dislocated my knee while asleep. That's pretty much it.
I pulled my back out jumping into a pool.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah. Jumping in what style? Like, were
I think
you
I was doing a bomb?
Were you? Just a cannonball. Yes. Old school.
Getting a bit overexcited.
Who was in the pool?
I can't. Oh, a few people.
Oh.
I'm sure. I'm sure there was. Quite the pool party.
Not mundane.
Mundane, where are ways that you've hurt yourself? Yes. That's what we're asking. Rich.
Yes, I hurt my back. Doing the dishes of all things.
Oh, Richard, what were you doing? Lifting or scrubbing?
Oh, I've got no idea. I think it was a saucer of all things.
Well, sometimes
so
you can just
heavy weights.
You know, the sink's not quite at the right height, and you sort of lean over a bit, and that can be all it takes, Richard.
Yeah.
Well, I have learnt my way. I don't do the dishes anymore.
Well done.
Oh, that's nice. How you
well done.
Yeah. All right, nice.
Learnt your lesson.
And Andrew.
Hi guys. Hiya.
Good, Andrew.
Yeah, I tore some rib cartilage when I went to the bathroom on the aeroplane coming back from New Zealand.
Oh, how did you manage that, Andrew?
Well, I'm 6'3" and 120 kilos, so I was trying to contort myself to wipe my anus. And, yeah.
Now it's time for Lauren's Little Quiz. It's Cinemasaurus.
Your idea, Loz.
Yep.
One of the great ideas. Basically, Loz picks a theme for movies for the week. What's your theme this week?
This week's theme is sports films.
Of course.
In honour of the Olympics.
Because of the Olympics. We've all stopped playing because what we realised is Will is a master at CinemaSaurus.
He's really good.
It's annoying how good he is, though.
And the game itself simply changes the title of a movie with words from a thesaurus.
Yeah.
CinemaSaurus.
I'm terrible at it.
I thought I was good at it, but I wasn't. I think I had one good game early. And
you got
we
off
all,
to a good start. Musicals.
And we all thought, maybe this guy's good at it. We very quickly realised that I'm not good at it.
No, you are good at it, but Will is like just too good.
He's exceptional.
You also have to know a lot of movies, I've discovered.
Yeah.
Movie titles.
You have to have a good knowledge of films.
Yeah.
So we've put Will up against listeners over the last... Oh, well, just
one
once.
Week.
Yes.
So this is the second time we've got Will up against a listener to see if anyone can beat Will.
All right. Well, we've got Will on the phone.
How are we?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Who is Will taking on today?
Brett.
Hey, Brett. Do you fancy your film knowledge?
Not too bad, I hope.
Yeah,
you're
I
not
hope
filling
so too.
Me with confidence,
Brett. Yeah, come on, Brett. We need somebody to beat Will. God, I hope it's you. All right, Brett, strap yourself in.
Yes,
it's
Brett.
Best of five, first of three.
Yep.
Lauren's taking over as quizmaster, and I'm scoring.
All right, here we go.
And Lauren, just it's very hard to hear on the phone, so really hit the enunciation.
I sure will.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's just shout out the answer if you know it, Brett. And my advice is go quick, mate.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't wait.
Don't think.
All right. Movies about sport in honor of the Olympics. Question one. Marine wafer.
Seabiscuit.
Oh, yo!
God. That was Seabiscuit. That
was
Will.
That was Will.
Was Will.
Oh, I thought it was Brett.
No, I know.
Just assume it's me, Marty.
Okay.
Come on, Brett.
Brett, did you know it?
After a pause?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
That's the thing. You can't have the pause.
It's too quick. All right.
And, Brett, it doesn't matter if you get it wrong. In this game, you're allowed to keep going.
Say whatever.
Okay. So don't feel like you can't say something because it's going to be wrong. There are no wrong answers. There's only wrong players.
Can you tell we really want Brett to win?
Mm.
All right. Question two. The elongated 91.44...
Longest mile. Longest yard. No.
Oh,
damn it.
Oh.
Who was that?
That was Will.
They were all me. Jeez, that was bad.
All right, Will.
Oh, mate.
They were all me. He's having a drink from his water bottle.
I was having a break.
He's like an elite athlete. He's just had a sip of water.
In his stupid hat.
Brett, I mean.
You just said you loved my hat.
I do love it.
We're just angry at you.
Yeah.
Brett,
come on,
what are
Brett.
You doing?
You need this one to stay
come
in
on, Brett.
Yeah,
I know. It's very overwhelming. Okay.
Brett, please.
Yeah.
Question three. Furious Taurus.
Raging Bull.
Mm. Oh, Brett! You just missed out.
It's three.
Can we not give it to Brett?
No, we can't.
Well,
set. Oh, God.
But Brett was so close then.
No one can beat him.
Well,
he's
very
unbeatable.
Well done.
I mean,
well, Brett, that was really good.
Well done,
you got
Brett.
Raging Bull.
Nice
that was really good.
He didn't get Raging Bull.
He said it, though.
Yeah, but so what?
But he still got it. That's better than the guy last week. Got nothing.
I don't be mean to him.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Damien Schumann's on the line, and Damien came to our attention, other than being a wonderful man, an all-round beach volleyball superstar, because one of his mates got in contact with us to let us know that Damien was a fan of the show after we'd been talking about the sand in Tokyo being so hot you could actually burn your clacker on it.
That's right.
And that can happen, particularly with the outfits that they're getting around in. Damien, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks so much for having me.
Are you kidding? Thanks for giving us some of your time, mate. Congratulations. I mean, obviously not the result you were after, but still just an amazing thing to participate in.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been mind-blowing. It's been, we're the first men's beach volleyball team to qualify since 2008 Olympics. So, just to be here, and we qualified a month ago. We had to spend a month in quarantine in Thailand, trying to play two tournaments in a row to qualify for this. So just getting here was pretty amazing.
2018 Commonwealth Gold medalists. as you were going through that qualifying sort of rotation that you were just talking about, you must have felt super match fit.
Yeah, oh, it's it was good to get some international competition, you know, before the Olympics, obviously. So we were lucky to have our qualifiers so late. So it was the only bad thing about being in Thailand was couldn't listen to you guys.
No, oh, well, you can podcast us through the listener app. I mean, that's just something that I have to say. Damien, you grew up in Victoria. Which part of Victoria?
Up in Ferntree Gully, up in the hills.
Oh, that's a beautiful place to grow up.
It is. It's far away from a beach, though, so highly inconvenient.
Yeah,
though.
I know. So how did you actually, where does the beach volleyball journey begin?
Well, I went to Mazenod College in Mulgrave and played a lot of footy out that way as well.
Yeah.
But they're a really good volleyball, so I tried out for the volleyball team in Year 7, and they didn't pick me. I got cut from the Year 7 team, and I still work and see with the guy who did that today, and I'm good friends with him, but I always love it.
Yeah, he'd love that.
He does.
So you drifted into the beach volleyball.
And then started playing beach volleyball and just fell in love with it straight away. I loved how, you know, you could win a game if you sort of just outlasted the other team in the heat, and the lifestyle was pretty good as well, traveling around, and just, I loved the... Yeah, it's a tough sport, and I loved it. So, yeah, stopped playing footy and anything else, basically, and just put everything I had into that.
I was chatting in the office about the drug testing around the beach volleyball, because I'd imagine, and I could be entirely wrong, Damien, but you wouldn't be the first bloke that's ever had a bong while you're playing beach volleyball. And I'm not suggesting that you have. I'm just saying it's got that vibe. Do they test the swimmers? Do they test the swimmers like every other Tuesday? And then there's a sliding scale where you get down to the beach volleyball guys, and if you don't test positive to marijuana, is that when you're in trouble?
Well, I'm
joking. Tell us about the village. Do you get a room on your own, or were you and Chris rooming together?
Yeah, me and Chris were rooming together like we've done for the last 5 years all around the world. So God,
you must see a lot of that bloke.
I do. He always says we always see each other more than our wives, basically. So, and we travel the world together. So absolutely.
When I first saw you, I thought, because Chris is 6'6", I thought you were short. But now I'm realising you're actually 6 foot and he's actually just a giant.
Well, he's actually, for his position, he's not considered a giant either, so we're actually both considered quite short for our positions in beach volleyball, so it's, it's crazy.
So what's next? What's next in the calendar for you?
We've spent the last 5 years trying to get to this point, so I think we'll have 2 weeks in quarantine when we get back to Australia, and we can reassess things.
Take a break.
Have a look. Exactly.
Get back out and keep your eye on the Yarra Valley District Mountain Football League.
Exactly. I missed it.
Mate, it's so lovely to meet you and speak with you. Congratulations. We'll keep an eye on you in the future, and hopefully we'll get a chance to chat again.
I love your work, Marty.
Good on you, mate. Talk soon. Well done. Everybody's talking about me. Time for the social wheels.
My brain is just behind today.
This segment got big on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've got 2 minutes. So
I know.
Pull your finger
out. Keep it nice and tight. So, first of all, on the social wheels, this is where we talk about people that have slid into our DMs.
Got in touch with the show.
Yeah. At Marty Sheargold Show on the Instagram. Please do it at any time. Yesterday was an all-time record.
Well, it's for our listening audience as the show goes to air in real time.
Yeah.
There's a whole other show that we podcast.
It really is. It's like Stranger Things.
And we add...
the Upside Down.
We're in the Upside Down.
We add content to the start and the end of that.
Yeah.
And that's when we often talk about people getting in touch with us.
Mm. Get that podcast through the listener app.
Yeah. Beautifully said, Troy.
Dan was one of the many, many people who got in touch with us about Zach Stubbledy Cook. He sent through this message.
Stubbledy Cook.
Stubbledy Cook.
We had plenty of them, including... Who did we have? Brendan, who just said, yes, stumbly cock. Natalie, he did it. The cocks won gold. Justin, if Friday's show is not dedicated to stubbly cock, I'm boycotting. It's cook, by the way.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Matthew, old mate, stubbly, hopefully accepts your Facebook invite now, which is another.
There's a whole story going on that most of the listeners won't understand.
No. Super Chuck, I've never heard the name stubbly cook anywhere but on your podcast, and now it's all over the TV, lol. I couldn't believe it when they started saying it.
Well, no. Well, we got onto Stubbly Cook real early.
Yeah.
Because we just thought his name was hilarious.
No, it's because he set a record. He nearly set a world record at the trials.
And I know.
This and kid's going to win gold.
No, it's because you claimed to be his friend.
That's he went exactly to my school.
Right. Yeah. He still hasn't accepted your Facebook friendship request.
But the way the Will came into the office going, me mate's bloody swimming at the Olympics.
I'm like, we're hanging out on the weekend.
And then you got his name wrong. I'm going, well, how good a mate is he?
I believe it's Stubbly Cook.
I believe it is Stubbly.
It's double T.
I'd like to hear one of the family interviews and see what they...
All right.
They're on today before. We'll go back and listen.
We'll go back and listen. We were talking just before about the worst attraction you've ever been to. I enjoyed this one from Adam. He just said, Troy, not the bloke in the studio. So I assume he's
Troy.
As in the ancient city.
Oh, yeah, in Turkey.
Right.
Which looks quite underwhelming. From
just in the middle of the desert, wouldn't it?
I think it's near the coast in Turkey.
Oh. It's massive mountains, the gates of Troy.
Yeah.
We were talking about...
It's like my house.
Oh, there's Troy's gates.
And finally, some of the poo monuments that have been popular on our podcast.
Oh, well, that started because we were talking about where tradies do poo.
Yes, and you were in Paris with your family.
Yeah, the Arc de Pouanf.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
Pooful Tower.
The Pooful Tower. And we went from there.
The Pyramids.
The Pyramids.
we spread it out of
the
France.
The Poo Elise.
Yeah, the Poo Anthonon. And yeah.
What was your one? No.
Mount Poomore?
No, the dump one.
Yeah, Notre Dump.
Yeah.
Notre Dump.
We've had two
you
more.
You could do the Arc de Tree Dumps as well.
Yes,
I guess you could.
If you want to, you can make it work.
Well, two more I really enjoyed to wrap us up. This is from Simza. Thought of this poo landmark while driving today. The Chart de Triomphe.
Chart de Triomphe.
That was
that's better than mine.
And from Min, another one for your poo-related sites, Acropolis.
That's
a goodie too. Thank you for those. Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show.
The Marty Sheargold Show, week in review.
What's that sound?
That was Will pouring some water.
Was that you just making a cup of coffee?
To do it off.
You didn't do it off mic.
It
felt like my brain was leaking.
So did I.
We'll have a chamber pot under his desk.
Will, are you urinating? Garcia contacted us on the Instagram.
Who?
What's his name?
Corey.
Corey.
What the hell?
You're back in Barcelona.
So you say Spanish.
What's your mother's name?
Too slow. You're not Spanish. So you say you're a bullfighter. What's the name of the last
bull
you saw?
What's your bull name?
So you say you like chorizo.
What's your chorizo's name?
What's your favorite project, me? It should be chorizo.
I really regret bringing that
up.
I'm old enough to be your dad. Don't ever forget that.
Oh, I know. I don't mean that. I mean,
yeah. Don't let her forget that.
Well, that's why she calls me daddy.
That was a joke.
And that was once.
Daddy, do you mind if I do this on the show today? Whatever you want, sweetie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Whatever you want, sweetheart.
I'm going to get a coffee.
Lauren better come with you for this one.
Save me.
If you ever feel uncomfortable, you can talk to HR. Do we have HR here?
Yes. There actually is a HR here.
Oh, yeah.
You can put a thumb in my
mouth.
Imagine all the people.
Dad rustled up the troops when we were kids in Paris and asked a stranger to take a photo of us around a human poo that Dad couldn't believe the size of.
Yeah.
It took his breath away. He's like, get around. And then if you look closely at the photo, on the step in front of us is about a 14-inch long human poo.
Wait, what's this? So the entry to the Louvre?
The Louvre. Do you know what it is, though?
Poo. It was at the Pyfel Tower. Tower.
The Poops Elise.
The Eiffel Tower.
The Arc de Pouanf. Ricky Gervais has hurt his back, and we're asking the question, mundane ways you've hurt yourself.
Mm.
Yeah. I did a flat pack last year, a desk flat pack, on the wooden floor cross-legged.
Mm.
My hip went into spasm 3 days later. I did my back so badly that I couldn't walk.
And who's this spasm bloke?
Dutch painter Rembrandt van Rijn declares he's insolvent.
I just had to think about what you're saying there. Insolvent.
Mm.
I thought he was insolvent.
About being like his paintbrush.
Didn't realise he'd gone broke.
I'm hopping in the solvent like me brushes. I'm filthy.
The final of the slalom K1 will take place today.
Will and I were texting last night when the Aussie was going down that course, and I said to Will, how long do you reckon it would take me to do that course? I reckon I described it as a 3-night camping trip. I'd have to pull the kayak over and have a night off. And then I said to Will, you know what else I'd like when I'm doing my 3-night camping trip and trying to do the course? I'd like an inbred guy playing the banjo on the banks as well.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hello, Lee. Was it you that pooed?
No, I don't want to mention any names, but Frankie used to sneak into the back of his tipper and drop a bloody cable.
Poo in the back of his own truck and drop the kids at the pool. Give birth to a Morrison.
Right, Jesse, what do you want to tell us?
It was in the Portaloo, but he used to be the typical concreter, wear footy shorts and footy socks every day, but he'd always go in the Portaloo with two socks and come out with one.
What was he wiping his bum with his other sock, Jesse?
Oh, I don't know. I think they went out of toilet paper and he just used the old sock and drop.
The sock and drop? It's a thing?
It's got a name.
It's got a term.
It's got a knife. It's trademark. Ladies are animals, aren't they?
And that's it for another week on the Marty Shigold Show.
Nope. It's over.
Okay.
That's all we need.
Marty Shigold, now on Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show.